This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
I hope you're having a good morning. I'm here with Holly Ann Cobb, and Chloe Violet as well is in the studio with us now.
Good morning.
She is a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter with a blend of folk, acoustic and indie pop. So exactly up my alley, as we were talking about before. And with a very beautiful hypnotic and raw kind of sound to her music. Now, Chloe has her debut EP with us this morning, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit. But through her music, she hopes to inspire others to seek out the ethereal beauty of Mother Nature, such as the flicker of a campfire, fireflies, the ocean, dandelions, all of that kind of thing. And, of course, promoting womanhood and all that Mother Nature encapsulates in that. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Beautifully put, Elsie.
That is quite a very heartfelt little feeling to your music then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. So why such the strong connection to Mother Nature?
I guess I was always surrounded by the ocean when growing up. I grew up in Mornington.
Yeah.
On the Mornington Peninsula, and there, yeah, I find solace in looking at the ocean, and like many of us do. And I guess, yeah, just being, just, you know, finding, you know, meaning, I guess,
yeah,
through Mother Nature, and yeah, having a lovely time.
Lovely. So we're actually all originated from down on the Mornington Peninsula. So we know those
the Ninch,
tracks
as
well.
Many of us know.
Yeah,
it.
The Ninch. I get really offended when people call it that. It's just
I quite enjoy it. I think it's pretty funny.
But for listeners that don't know, can you explain, I guess, like the area a little bit more? Like what was the main like places that you used to hang out as a child or
I guess
growing up?
I guess Mornington predominantly, Mother's Beach there is lovely. but also the surf beaches down in Point Leo, and also Flinders, and there's beautiful rolling hills through, for those listeners who don't know, through Red Hill and Main Ridge, and gorgeous wineries, and that's just being around with such close proximity to those beautiful locations, epic locations. We're really lucky, I guess, to have grown up there, and that's sort of, I hope it comes through in my music, and that's what I like to write about.
Now, you have made a little bit of a city change from the peninsula.
Yes, I'm now a city slicker. I'm living in South Bank, in the heart of the arts precinct, actually, just down the road from the NGV and VCA. And
that's definitely not a bad change.
Especially for the industry that I'm in at the moment.
Yeah, trying a to lot pursue. Different.
It is a lot different. It's really fast-paced, obviously, with the hustle and bustle of the city, and that close, being so close, you know, walking distance to Flinders Street and whatever. But also I can sort of get my my fix for nature, walking across the road to the Botanic Gardens and just hanging out there, and, you know, writing lyrics there, or just zenning out and watching the ducks on the lake.
It's really serene.
So it's that's really, it's a perfect location, and I live with some really cool people, and it's just it's a really nice. Yeah, life's good.
So going back to your EP.
Yeah.
Now you are releasing your single Hurricane as a what are they called when they do the music video? That's the word I'm trying to think of. This clip. Saturday the 20th at the Cooper's Malthouse Theatre.
Correct.
That's very exciting. Now,
it is,
was that
very exciting.
Shot on the Mornington Peninsula as well?
It was. Spoiler alert. it was. I actually, gosh, I feel like we're just this congregation of Mornington Peninsula people. I shot it with some gorgeous women and really talented girls who are also from the peninsula. And I went to them. I released the single last year, but I came to them and I was like, hey, I really want to put some visuals to this audio. And it's, you know, a pretty epic sounding, you know, lots of big echoey drum beats, stomps, which is the kick in the beats, which is fun. That was fun to record. But yeah, I just wanted to put something, yeah, really brooding and with that raw, natural, organic landscape from, yeah, where we all grew up. And yeah, all three of us, the producer, cinematographer and director of photography, are all from there. And yeah, we just had a lot of fun. And yeah, I think the premise behind this release, why I really wanted to launch it at the Cooper's Malt House, and was to just celebrate that that intimacy and that friendship that as women we all have, and as women in the creative industries, it's, you know, it's daunting pursuing anything in the creative industry, full stop. But when you can surround yourself with like-minded people and girls who can, you know, understand what your vision is and have a lot of fun along the way. So yeah, we went down to Flinders and Cape Shank, and
Shank's lovely.
It was a lot of fun. It's pretty Jane Eyre sort of Wuthering Heights.
Yeah.
That's sort of vibe. Yeah, pretty serious and melancholic and yeah.
Oh, it sounds marvellous. We will stay tuned for that music clip, which is coming out. What was the date at the Malt House?
The 20th of May, not March.
Which
this
Saturday.
It is.
Okay, dun, this dun, Saturday. Dun. Let's wait to see what the video clip looks like, but for the moment, we are going to play the song.
Okay, cool.
Can you give us a bit of an intro to this song called Hurricane?
Yeah, so this song, I guess it's a pretty pivotal song in the EP, which is Gypsy Girl, and it follows this, a narrative of, you know, a journey that this gypsy girl embarks on, and the hurricane is sort of when everything gets really emotional it's a little bit of an angry song and trying to find revenge and also find, find herself, this girl, and she, yeah, it does that through, yeah, basically her mind is a hurricane. There's a storm in her mind and a hurricane in her head, and that's just, the song's just an exploration of that idea.
There we have it. There's Hurricane, and this is by Chloe Violet on Sin 90.7. Marvellous song there.
Thank you very much.
Geez, really heartfelt, and yeah. If you want to catch, I've mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. If you want to catch the video clip to this, which I think will be marvellous, because it was shot on the Mornington Peninsula, head over to the Cooper's Malt House Theatre on Saturday.
Yeah, we will put a link up for tickets on our Facebook and all other relevant links, so you can go and check that out later on today. But we have Chloe Violet in the studio with us now. She's just talking about all the lovely goodness that's come out of her EP and how it ties in with Mother Nature and being a woman and all the rest of it. But I was actually wondering where your inspiration for, or like your love of music came from.
Yeah, good question. Well, I guess I don't really come from a musical family, but I come from a family who was always playing records, and there was always something in the CD player, and you know, whether that be Billy Joel or Carole King or James Taylor or REM, but there was always something playing, and I didn't really come to music. I didn't really start playing at all since I picked up a guitar when I was like 16, and I played the clarinet a little bit prior to that, but I gave that in, and I wanted to pick up the guitar, so I bought myself a purple nylon string Valencia guitar and started strumming away and just teaching myself, and then words just, you know, I started writing, journaling, and they turned into lyrics, and then they turned into songs, and I guess I find a lot of solace in in writing, and it's really therapeutic and
making
sense of the world.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Now, you like, I assume you like performing by yourself, and
yes.
We might be unlucky. I think you might be able to perform for us in a second.
Yeah, I might be able to.
But on Saturday, and usually you're accompanied by a five-piece?
Yeah, yeah. So that's sort of like a new addition, playing with other people, which is absolutely incredible. It's so electric on stage, not just because I play in the electric guitar, but it's a really zing sort of feeling that you get when you're playing with some really great friends and you're making music, and it just totally lifts the sound and lifts your spirits, and it's really nice to collaborate with people. So we'll be performing together on Saturday, and then I'll also be doing a couple of solo songs. But yeah, I've really been enjoying playing with the other guys. And,
and you play the same songs as you do, I guess acoustically.
Yeah, definitely. So the EP is has a lot of production behind it, but they all started as solo songs, and I guess, the band just fills the sound, and we've been working on a lot of new stuff. That's an old collection of songs, I guess, that EP. Mm. I wrote them all when I was a teenager, so I've got
new world view now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, you mentioned before we might be in luck, so if you don't mind, could you please...
We might get you set up.
Set up?
Yeah, sure. Brilliant.
As I said before, this is Chloe Violet. Her EP is Gypsy Girl. The track you heard before was Hurricane. That was track number 3. She's just about ready to go. We'll just get you set up. But what were you thinking of playing here, Chloe?
I think I'm going to play a new song that isn't on the EP. It's called Road to Recovery.
Okay. All right. Take it away when you're ready, Chloe.
Thank you. Enlighten me with poetry, I'll enlighten you with song. We'll talk until our throats are sore, and you'll hold me all night long. Say all I need to listener who is trustworthy and strong. But now you've got another life to live, and now you're poetry is gone. So fix me a whiskey and pour. Send me into a long
roots of my bed. You say this road to recovery is a long road to run. When there's snow clouds and thunder claps, when all you need is the sun. My father's words are, don't lose hope, my darling. You are young and strong and free. Don't lose hope, my darling. Come gaze at the stars with me. Do you see the Milky Way there? Perhaps the Southern Cross. Oh, you see, you're not alone. Dear, it's okay to feel a little lost. You see this road to recovery is a long road to run.
Yay! Well done. That was, how good was that? That was good. That was Chloe Violet.
Thank you.
With her song, I'm sorry, I've forgotten already.
Road to Recovery.
Oh, marvellous stuff. Well, that was a truly a special treat. Here
that was very, very special. Yeah. Absolute goosebumps. But again, if you would like to catch Chloe Violet, head on over to our Facebook page and we'll post a link up to her show this Saturday at the Malthouse Theatre, where she'll be playing a few songs with a band, and then also showing her new music video, which I almost forgot the name of again.
Hurricane. And just to add on that, the gorgeous Angie McMahon will be supporting the evening.
Lovely.
So really excited to see
you. So awesome. Thank you again, Chloe Violet, for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.